理课堂听 class.com。
This is the Business English Certificate Preliminary Level Listening Test. Part 1, Questions 1 to 8. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B, or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. Here is an example.
Mr. Hooper rang. He needs those parts for the parking machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today, but... Wait, no, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good, he'll certainly get them by the 3rd then.
Question. When were the machine parts sent? The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. After you have listened once, replay each recording. 1. When does the plane take off?
It has been arranged to take off at 4:15, but it's delayed 30 minutes.
Question. When does the plane take off?
2. How can we increase production, Alan? Should we buy some more machines for the production line?
That's not necessary. The real problem is that we can't store any more raw materials. We need to increase storage space.
And the packing area, is that okay?
For the moment. As I said, storage is the problem.
Question. Which part of the factory does Alan want to change?
3. Oh, you stupid machine.
Hey, what's all that excitement for?
Because it's already 10:30. I've got visitors arriving in 30 minutes.I need to photocopy some reports, and this stupid machine isn't working.
Question. When are the visitors arriving?
4. So, as you can see, sales rose at the start of the year and then leveled off in the summer. But I'm happy to say there was a big increase in orders for toys at Christmas.
Question. Which graph is the head of the department talking about?
5.So, which of these photocopiers should we buy?
This one looks nice. There are 30.
Bit expensive. The BR200 looks fast. It does 25 copies a minute.
So does the CM100, and it's cheaper and smaller.
But it hasn't got many functions, has it?
That's true. Okay, we'll get the bigger one.
Question. Which photocopier do they decide to buy?6. So, you work in sales, don't you, Maria?
Sort of. I'm actually in a marketing department.
Oh, I see. And what do you do there?
I am the manager.
Question. What is Maria's job title? 7. So, which is now the largest bank in this area?
Well, it used to be the Bank of America, but now it's been taken by Bank of Japan.
How about First National?
Well, they are doing much better than Bank of America now.
Question. Which chart is correct?
8. Do you know when Mr. Jensen will arrive in Singapore?
On the 17th.
15th, is that right?
No, 17th.
On Monday?
That's right.
Question. When will the Mr. Jensen arrive in Singapore?
That is the end of part 1.Part 2, questions 9 to 15. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a woman talking about personal experience. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using a word, numbers, or letters. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes.Now listen and write the missing information in the spaces.
When I left school, I went to university here in Nairobi. I studied electronics and communications. I finished studying in 1992 and then I got my first job. That was with Siemens. I stayed there for 5 years. With the growth of internet, I decided that I wanted to have my own business as a consultant to people waiting to set up websites. I went to the bank and they loaned me some money. 2 months after I got this, I left Sims and took a management course at Kenya College of Communication Technology. This was a short course which taught me how to run my own communication business. My business is now doing very well, and I have 5 people working for me.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers. Part 3, questions 16 to 20. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear an order over the telephone about tires. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using 1 or 2 words. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes. Is that the BF Tire Company?
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order 5,500 tires, please.
Certainly, sir. May I know your name, please?
I'm Mr. Mantel. That's M-A-N-T-E-L-L.
And your company name?
The Hill Truck Company.
And the address, please?
231 Green Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Sorry, did you say Great Street?
No, Green, G-R-E-E-N.
Thank you. Could you give me your phone number?
Yes, it's 731-0257, but it's better to fax me on 814-0923.
Fine. Mr. Mantle, we'll have those sent to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I speak to Mr. Carl Smith?
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith isn't here right now. Can I take a message?
I just want to confirm the date of delivery for our 300 pairs of football boots. We need them next month.
Well, could you give me your order number, please?
It's 768.
Okay, I'll tell Mr. Smith as soon as he comes back.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Goodbye.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of the part 3. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Part 4, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a conversation about quality control. For each question, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen. Mark A, B, or C. Could you tell me a bit about quality control at the factory?
Well, there are 4 main quality control inspection points. We begin by visiting our suppliers to make sure we are happy with their quality control. Next, we inspect all goods on arrival at our factory, and the 3rd inspection point is during the production, and the final stage is chemical analysts of our finished goods.
And what do you look for at each of the 4 inspection points?
Well, each stage is different. With our suppliers, for instance, we inspect their QC processes, and even more importantly, their factory hygiene. If we are not happy with their hygiene, we'll cancel their supply contract. At the goods in stage, we make sure that order quantities are correct and quality is okay. We also check the transport packaging. If the packaging is damaged, the warehouse shelf life can be reduced.
And what quality checks do you run during production?
We take samples to check there isn't too much cooking oil on the snack, and then each snack has the minimum amount of flavoring. We also check the size of snacks and their crispness. If the snacks are too oily, they get soft.
So that leaves the finished goods. What do you check for at the final QC stage?
We check individual bags to make sure that the package weight is above the acceptable minimum and that the package is sealed properly. We also check the taste.
And how do you do that?
Well, we eat them. How else? We also do chemical analysis to check things like fat levels and other information that we have to put on the package.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 4. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.